Feeling sluggish from all the extra food, drinks, and celebrations? Kick off the new year with a science-backed reset. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox is a patented, simple two-step system that supports your liver, gut, and whole body detoxification, helping clear out what's slowing you down so you feel energized for the year ahead. It's more than a cleanse. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox helps reset your system. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Noble Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. سورة النور. Allah says, O you who believe, repent to Allah all together. Repent to Allah. All of you, repent to Allah so that you may achieve success. So there's a connection between tawbah and istighfar and success in your life and in your afterlife. And we spoke a lot about the benefits of istighfar and tawbah to Allah Azza wa Jal, knowing of course that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya ayyuhan nas, tubu ila Allah wa astaghfiru, fa inni atubu ila Allah wa astaghfiruhu fil yawm 100 marrah, aw kama qala al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, O people, repent and make tawbah to Allah, for I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I make tawbah and istighfar 100 times a day. Allahu Akbar. If this is the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about us? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make tawbah and istighfar every day? Yes, he's making tawbah and istighfar every day, teaching the ummah to make tawbah and istighfar every day. But the question is, or the challenge is that a lot of people, when they make tawbah and istighfar from certain sins, they return back to the sin again. Almost every week, if not every day, some people ask me the question, Shaykh, wallahi, I'm addicted to a certain sin. I repent, I make tawbah, I'm struggling, Shaykh, I come back to the sin again. I don't know what to do. What are the Islamic ways to avoid that, to stay, to have tawbatun nasuh, a sincere tawbah that I don't return back to the sin again? What must I do? I'm going to tell you what to do today so that you can reap all the benefits, all the virtues of istighfar and tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Falah, success, rizq, richness, having a good life, an afterlife, a good life, Jannah as well. Right? All of this when you manage to achieve, when you manage to listen carefully, inshaAllah. The first way, I'm going to share with you some spiritual ways and some practical ways. So pay attention, inshaAllah. Firstly, spiritual ways, don't give up. Don't ever give up. Don't ever think that, oh, I'm doomed, I did so many sins. I return back to the same sin over and over and over again and again and again. I'm tired, let me leave it completely. Shaitan wants you to think like that. Shaitan wants you to despair from the mercy of Allah. And Allah wants you to never to despair. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, oh, you who have done so much of sins, don't ever feel despair from the mercy of Allah. Don't come to a certain time and say, no, I'm doomed, I'm gone already. I lost everything. There is no way for me. Or you feel depressed and sad because of your sin and you remain like that, not trying again. Remember, we are in this life, we are in a fight with shaitan. But it's not a fight that will finish with one punch. Like those who are in boxing, etc. It's not like one punch fight. No, it's rounds. Maybe you lost some rounds with shaitan, but you did not lose the war yet. As long as you are still alive, Allah knows that you can succeed. As long as you're standing up and repenting again to Allah, Allah knows that you're going to manage. And Allah knows that you're trying. And this is the essence of jihadun nafs. Have you heard about this word before? Jihadun nafs. The jihad against your own soul. And this is titled the greatest type of jihad. The Sahaba, when they used to come back from jihad against the enemies, they would say, رَجَعْنَا مِنَ الْجِهَادِ الْأَصْغَرِ إِلَى الْجِهَادِ الْأَكْبَرِ. Here we return back from the small jihad to the big jihad. What is the big jihad? Jihad against yourself. Striving to compel yourself on the path of Allah. Repenting and standing up again. You fail, you stand up again. That's مُجَاهَدَةُ النَّفْسِ. أن تجاهد نفسك وهواك حتى يسلس لك قيادتها. العلماء say that you strive against yourself until you manage. One day you're going to manage. But you never lose hope. You never say, no, I'm not going to try again. Stand up. The fact that you're trying again, Allah Azza wa Jal knows that you want Him. Allah knows that you desire Allah. You're standing on the path of Allah. This is my servant who's trying. He never lose up. He never lose the battle. He's standing up again and making tawbah and istighfar again and starting from the beginning. So Allah loves that. Wallahu yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Isn't this an evident in the Quran? Allah says, Allah loves those who keep on making tawbah and istighfar. Those who keep on making tawbah and istighfar. So it's not, I made istighfar once, khalas, I tried, it didn't work. I'm addicted. I came back to the sin again. No, try again. Allah loves that. If you fall, try again. If you fall 100 times, try again. A narration says, a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أذنب عبدي ذنبا فعلم أن له ربا فاستغفر فغفرت له. In its meaning, Allah says, when a servant commits a sin and then he repents to Allah and makes istighfar, Allah says to his angels, my servant so and so committed a sinful act, but he knew that he has a Lord who's the most forgiving and he's the one who can punish him. So he returned back to me and I forgave him because he returned back to me. So then that servant stays for a while on ta'a and then he repeats the sin again, the same sin. So then Allah would say again, that's hadith, authentic hadith. It says, عَلِمَ عَبْدِي أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبُ وَيَجْزِي بِالذَّنْبُ. Allah knew that my servant knew that he has a Lord who forgives the sins, who can forgive the sin and who can punish for the sin, and he has repented, I forgive him. Then a third time that person come back to the sin again. And then Allah says the same thing again. And then Allah says, قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لِعَبْدِي فَلْيَفْعَلْ عَبْدِي مَا شَاءَ. I have forgiven him and whatever he want to do after that, still forgiving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah sees that you are persistent on tawbah. If you return back to the sin 100 times, you're still persistent on tawbah. And I'm spending more time on this point because this is the most important point, is never to lose hope. Never to think I'm doomed, I'm gone. So your situation will deteriorate more and more and more and more. Why? Because you think you are gone. No, there is a way for you. As long as you are still alive, Allah wants you to change. The second time, you are more stronger. The third time, you are more stronger. You're trying again with more strength. And these tips that I'm going to help you, these ways will inshallah help you to protect your tawbah and to be more strong on the path of Allah. The first one, never lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second one, remember that Allah loves the tawwabin. Allah loves this act that you're doing, that you're returning back again to Allah. Inna Allah, the verse is, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Indeed, Allah loves those who keep on repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the benefits and the virtues of tawbah and istighfar that you want to achieve. So keep this in mind. The third point, remember that one day you're going to leave this world. It might be very close. Remember the end. So that end, or that the last abode, that one day you're going to die. You might die today, you might die tomorrow. My death may be so close. So this kills the shahwa. It kills the desires. When you remember that you might die while doing the sin. Some people died while doing the sin. Some people were drinking alcohol and Malakul Maut came and took their soul when they were drinking alcohol. Some people were doing zina and Allah took their soul while they doing zina. Ya Allah, may Allah protect us from such a death. Su'ul khatima. So when you think of death, that will stop you. That will forbid you. That will help you to avoid returning back to the sin again and again. Understand, ya ikhwa? Another one, and this is practical tips as well and practical ways. Al-ikthar. Abundantly make istighfar. Abundantly make istighfar and tawbah to Allah. Look at these stations of istighfar in your day. Remember these stations of istighfar to start it practically. Istighfar in the morning. Highly encouraged to make istighfar in the morning, in the beginning of the day. Especially Sayyidul Istighfar. And Rasulullah says, if you recite Sayyidul Istighfar in the beginning of the day, and it happened that you died, Jannah is guaranteed. If you recite Sayyidul Istighfar at night and you die, Jannah is guaranteed. So recite Sayyidul Istighfar. Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa ant, khalaqtani wa ana abduk, wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika ma istata'at. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. شيخ, I don't memorize it. Look for it and you will find it. Fine, Sayyidul Istighfar. The master form of istighfar. If you type it on Google, you type it somewhere, you'll find it. Easy to find it and to memorize it. If you don't remember Sayyidul Istighfar, the easiest thing is to say Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Can't you say Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh? Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Allahumma ghfirli wa tub alayh. Ya Allah, forgive me and accept my tawbah. Simple and easy. The Rasulullah used to recite it abundantly. طيب. What else? Another station of istighfar, the time of tahajjud is a station of istighfar. Why is a station of istighfar and a very auspicious time for istighfar? Because Allah Azza wa Jal spoke about it in the Quran, wal mustaghfirina bil ashar. And those who make istighfar in the sahar time. The sahar time refers to the tahajjud time, before fajr. Starts from midnight right until 5 minutes before fajr. So this is time, a very auspicious time for istighfar. Can I make something else with istighfar? Yes, you can recite Quran, you can stand up in salah, and istighfar is the least thing. Even if you did not wake up, if you did not stand up from your bed, someone was tired, Sheikh, I couldn't stand up completely to make salah. All right, on your bed, say astaghfirullah. You just moved aside, this side, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. If you can recite it 10 times, excellent. You can recite 3 times, excellent. On your bed, you're still there. Istighfar and tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will strengthen you. Next day, it will strengthen you. Istighfar will strengthen you on the path of Allah. Wipes away your sins. And this is evident in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person who moves when ta'arra min al-layl. He said, anyone who, you got some kind of awakening at the time of night, moving from this side to this side, and then you say Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu yuhyi wa yumit wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir Allahumma ghfirli ghafar Allahu lahu. The Prophet said Allah will forgive him and will answer any dua after that. Even if he said one in the bed, it doesn't need wudu, it doesn't need anything, you can just do it. What stops us from doing that? You learned it now? Yeah, you need to practice upon that. طيب. Next. The next, ikhwa, as-suhbatu as-salihah. Surround yourself with good friends. Wallahi, ikhwa, this point is very important point to help you not to come back to the sin again. If you have bad friends, for sure you're going to be affected. قُلْ لِي مَنْ تُصَاحِبْ أَقُلْ لَكَ مَنْ أَنْتْ. The Arabs have a beautiful statement. They say, tell me who's your companions, I will tell you who you are. المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a person will be affected by the morale, by the manners of his friend. So make sure to choose good friends. If you are in a good company of people, you're going to be affected by them. I tell you one day, and it's a true story. A brother who used to, this is a realistic story, it happens with me. So a brother who used to have an account on Twitter. So Twitter in the past, like 10 years or so, there was no Islamic presence there on Twitter. It was like a more atheist and more people who are not following the deen, etc. So this person, he had an account on Twitter and he started to follow those famous people there. And he got affected by their misconceptions against Islam and all these things. So he came to ask me. Every now and then he comes to ask me, I'm having this problem. Can you explain to me this misconception? And I explain it. And then he bring a new one. After a few days, brings a new one. So I said, where do you get this from? He said, I saw the people writing it on Twitter. So I said, you see, the problem is that you did not equip yourself with knowledge. And you went to throw yourself into an ocean while you don't have the knowledge to protect yourself. First, you should learn the knowledge so that you can move. But anyway, I wanted to give him a fast solution. So I said, give me your Twitter account. Allow me to do some changes in your Twitter account. He said, all right, you can take it. So he just gave me the password. I entered. And I started to unfollow all his friends, all those who followers. And I started to follow shuyukh, they were scarce at that time, some shuyukh and some ulama and some du'at and some good people that I follow. In 1 week time, he became a sheikh. In 1 week time, he studied the knowledge and he became a big sheikh, mashallah. That he became a defender of the sunnah. How? Show me who are your friends, I will tell you who you are. Who you are. Surround yourself with good people. But there's no good people around me, Sheikh. This is an excuse. It's not an excuse. Go look for them. You will find them there in the masajid. You will find them in the dars, in the halaqa. We have every Monday tafsir, akhlaq, tazkiyah, fiqh, etc. In the masjid. Other masajid also have some durus. Go there. You're going to meet with those good people. Do you remember the story of the man who killed the 100? The famous story. That man who killed the 100. Who knows that story, ikhwah? Rasulullah mentioned, it's a hadith, authentic hadith. When that man killed 100, and he came to a scholar after killing 100, said, will Allah accept my tawbah after killing 100 person? Obviously, the 100, he didn't kill them all at once, at different times. So he'd kill one person, and then he made tawbah. And then he kills the second one, and he makes tawbah. And like that, 100 person, killing, which is a big sin in Islam. Nothing, what is bigger than sin? The sin than killing an innocent person. And then when he came to the sheikh, he asked the sheikh, will Allah accept my tawbah after killing 100 persons at different times? He said, yes, Allah will still accept your tawbah. But go to that village of so-and-so. There are people who worship Allah there. Migrate from your village and go live in that village. Go live there. So that person went to live there. Malakul Maut took his soul while he was on the road. So the story, to make the story short, when the angels differed who's supposed to take his soul, the angels of punishment or the angels of mercy, Allah Azza wa Jal inspired the angels that measured the distance between him, the place he died, and the village in which he used to do haram, and measured the distance between him and that village that he was heading towards it, with the Salihin are there. So they measured it, and Allah made it near the distance between him and the new village that there were Salih people. So the angels of Rahmah took his soul, meaning he was forgiven by Allah. Even though he did not mix with the Salihin yet. He didn't do the good acts yet. But the lesson that we learn here, is that why this alim, why this Salih person advised him to go to a village where the Salihin to worship Allah with them? Yeah, for this reason, ya ikhwah. Because he wanted to isolate them from that environment of fasad and corruption, to put him in an environment with salihin there and good people there, to be in seclusion with them, and so his situation will change. And this is 100% correct. Look at those people who sometimes go for Umrah. Some of you went for Umrah or went for Hajj, and you come back and you describe for us your feelings. Wow, Sheikh, it was such a beautiful feeling. Why? You see all salihin there around you. You took yourself away from that bad environment, and now you are in an environment of ibadah, environment of masjid, environment of iman. You meet all the good people there. Who's going to Umrah and Hajj? Salihin, mostly Salihin are going there. So you get affected by them. You come back refreshed. You come back free from your sins, like because of that. The environment created for yourself. Look for, even if you have 2-3 friends who are Salihin and pious people, and you come to them and you visit them, and you make mu'ayisha, you live with them. Not necessarily living every hour with them. But at least you're visiting them, they're visiting you, you're close. That will leave a great impact on you. Keep this in your mind, inshallah. The next point, ya ikhwah. Give sadaqah with the niyyah, with the intention to strengthen yourself on the path of ta'ah. Give sadaqah with the intention to strengthen yourself on the path of taqwa, on the path of tawbah. You did some sinful acts? Right. Allah says, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَى لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. Indeed, the good deeds will wipe away the bad deeds. It will change your heart. That good deed that you do, it will change your heart. It will fix your heart. Doing good will make you feel good. هُوَ الَّذِي حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah made iman a dawn in the hearts. That when you do good, you feel good. So by just giving sadaqah, you start to feel motivated. You start to stay away from haram. الحسنات يزرعن أمثالها والسيئات يزرعن أمثالها. The hasana will plant another hasana, and the evil deeds will plant another evil deed. So I need to isolate myself here, do some good deeds, and do other good deeds, and do other. You start to find yourself, alhamdulillah, you kickstart. So that sadaqah is like a kickstart on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that the path of tawbah and taqwa will remain like that forever, inshallah. Especially if you do the sadaqah on a daily basis, on a regular basis. You're giving sadaqat, that will protect you from coming back to the sin again. Al-mu'min fi dhilli sadaqatihi. Isn't this what Rasulullah said? The believer is under the shade of his sadaqah. Your sadaqah can push away doors of evil. Some narration said, As-sadaqah tadfa'u 60 baban min bab al-su' wa tutfi'u ghadab al-rab. The sadaqah extinguishes the displeasure of Allah, and it pushes away 60 doors of evil. Understand, ya ikhwah? The next point, also a practical point, on the path of tawbah. Those who want to do a tawbah al-nasuh, a tawbah that you don't come back to the sin again, you need to occupy your time. Why? Because spare time is an enemy to you. وَنَفْسَكَ إِن لَمْ تَشْغِلْهَا بِالْحَقِّ شَغَلَتْكَ بِالْبَاطِلِ. If you did not occupy yourself in haqq, in truth, your soul and your shaitan will occupy you in evil. I have spare time, where I go watch movies. I have spare time, go to the club. Shaitan will tell you like that. Shaitan will speak in your mind like that. So what must I do? Occupy yourself. Go visit your mother. Go spend some time with your friends. Go hiking. Go do something beneficial. At least it's not haram. I'm not saying go make ibadah. Of course you can make ibadah. Recite Quran, recite whatever you can do. But you know, not the whole day you're going to spend like that. So at least do something. Keep yourself busy. Charitable work here, do this, to keep yourself busy. Why? Because if Shaitan sees that spare time, he will fill it with haram. He will fill it with haram thoughts. He will fill it to you and you will come back to that sinful act again. Understand, ya ikhwa? Next point. Close the door of ma'asiyah. Close the doors that will lead to ma'asiyah. And it's called wara' in Islam. Al-wara'. Wara' means that you're not only staying away from haram. No, you're staying away from halal that might lead you to haram. For example, I need to go to the mall with my wife. Why? To buy some clothes from Canal Walk. Canal Walk Mall. Okay. But I know myself that I cannot resist looking at haram there. I know there are so many facad and corruption and women dressing in appropriate ways. I rather don't go. I'll drop you there by the mall and you can go and wait outside. That's called wara'in. Close the doors of haram. Instead of going there, enter. This is not to everybody. Some people, they can lower their gaze, alhamdulillah. But some can't. If you can't, if you see yourself, you're going to get affected, rather close this door. Wallahi, shaitan comes to me from the phone. Remove that applications where you watch haram and haram. I'm just giving you examples. Wherever shaitan is going to come to you from, you know the doors. This is the door, close the door. He comes to me through this bad friend. Cut the ties with him. He comes to me from this bad place. Don't go there. Where shaitan comes to you from, close the doors of shaitan. Understand, ikhwah? Another important practical way. Make sure not to expose your sin to anybody. You did a sinful act, never expose that sin. Don't say to anyone, Allah, I did that sin on that day. Or sometimes a friend sitting together in a jalsa or some meeting and say, that day, you know, I did this and I had this relationship. And haram in Islam. كُلُّ أُمَّتِي مُعَافًا إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرُونَ All my ummah will be excused except those who publicize their sins. المجاهرة بالذنب أشد من الذنب. Publicizing the sin is more worse than the sin itself. Why? Because like you're saying to Allah, I'm not bothered. I'm okay. It's fine to do the sin. Or when you mention it, that might make everybody around say, oh, so and so did that sin. He spoke to me. And then another one say, and so and so also did it. تشيعُ الفاحشة. فاحشة will become common. So when the person does that sinful act, says, yeah, everybody's doing it. So what's the problem? No, Allah doesn't want this to happen. Allah doesn't want that the fahisha will spread and become common. So if you did a sinful act, conceal yourself. Who said conceal yourself? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ مَنْ أَتَى مِنْكُمْ هَذِهِ الْقَاذُورَاتِ فَلْيَسْتَتِرْ بِسِتْرِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ He said, oh people, anyone who did this qadurat, literally qadurat means the garbage, the dirt, the filth. He said, anyone who did any of these filthy actions, referring to haram actions, he said, let him conceal himself and make tawbah. Let him conceal himself and make tawbah to Allah. Don't expose yourself. Because if you expose yourself to us, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَجْهَرْ أَقَمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْحَدْ We're going to apply the had on him. If you did any sinful act and you come and mention, if there is any penalty for that, the penalty will apply since you confessed it. So the deen is that you don't publicize your sin and you make tawbah to Allah and Allah will forgive you. Understand, ya ikhwah? Keep this in your mind. Sometimes people are engaged, realistic incidents, people are engaged together, say, tell me your past. Tell me what is your past. Did you know anybody before me? That's a haram question. You're not allowed to say so. My past is between me and Allah. I can't tell you my past. It's between me and my Rabb. Did you have any relationship with girls before? It's not accepted in Islam. Is not accepted to ask these questions, ikhwah. And the person should know how to answer the question. It's between me and Allah. Or the one who did some sinful acts, I want to tell my husband everything. That's not right. Between you and Allah, don't tell anybody anything. Repent to Allah, and Allah will accept from you. Lastly, ikhwah. Lastly, make a lot of dua and dhikr to Allah Azza wa Jal to strengthen you on the path of Allah. And from those du'as that Rasulullah used to pray for every day in wudu, اللهم اجعلني من التوابين واجعلني من المتطهرين. Every time you make wudu, remember this. While you're cleaning your body, clean your heart. Ya Allah, make me among those who keep making tawbah to you. And make me among those who keep purifying themselves. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin waj'alni min al-mutatahirin. Whether you say it in the beginning of the wudu or at the end of the wudu, it doesn't matter. There are adhkar wudu. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin waj'alni min al-mutatahirin ila akhiru. So many other adhkar that we can mention, but this one is essential. Ask Allah to strengthen you on the path of taqwa. Ask Allah to strengthen you on the path of ta'a. اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين واجعلنا من المتطهرين واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه والحمد لله رب العالمين.